US tariffs for 90 days. Indonesia will also seek to push its own tariff deal with the United States. He informed on Thursday that his team is currently studying the discussion materials and preparing information on the strategy commodities that will be needed during the negotiations. He opined that from a macroeconomic perspective, the 90-day temporary pause cannot be considered as an easing of trade tensions between the United States and China.
Hey, side light with a bit of a song right here.
Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The Yacht Harbor, two international expos. The National Theme Park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders from hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society. It embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis. With its own brand of hot couture. And invigorating nightlife. Dancing to the newest track. Or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes. Master chefs. Gourmet. Delicatessen. But also, fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta. Where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. And its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. It's ever Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia. service of radio republic indonesia broadcast in my language services english french german dutch spanish arabic mandarin japanese and indonesia voice of indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and live streaming on voanews.id and rfe digital on mobile application we present various programs for you diplomatic forum the session indonesian wonder kisarani let's speak bahasa indonesia indonesian pop and regional songs international music and entertainment as well as news and information about indonesia and abroad voice of indonesia from indonesia to the world
A traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while kentang refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal kentang not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary tradition passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal kentang is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Indonesia.
has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, and although there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali doesn't only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it's also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to vulnerable people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when one care or known vulnerable side did rebellion against Medipai Kingdom, most of vulnerable people moved to Bali. Vulnerable people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reog. Angklung Reog is the weapon of Medipai Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When one attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Kale Muratiyongo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, I never read. I have lots of messages for your government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate, and in the 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read, you're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when you incorporate more reading habits or dedicate a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Thank you.